2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, live from Hollywood, California, where we are broadcasting from the Pac-12 Football Media Day that starts up tomorrow. We're starting up a little bit early. Tonight, from the 12th floor here at the W Hotel in Hollywood, we are going to be broadcasting tomorrow. We're going to be, I guess it's, Scott, it's 36 interviews in about, I don't know, 8 hours.
World record interviews, aren't they?
It's going to be there. Somebody who's been a part of that before and this year is instead traveled to Tokyo, Japan to cover the Olympics for KSL 5 Television as the NBC affiliate here in Salt Lake City, Jeremiah Jensen. So here's how we figured this thing out. KSL's Unrivaled with Jeremiah with us on tonight via Hollywood and Tokyo by way of Salt Lake City. Does that make sense, JJ?
we're all here together somehow. I love technology.
Yeah, so here we are.
You sound like you're right next to us.
I know.
I mean, it's like you could be in the same room.
This is what's great. So here's what I was going to say, JJ. Like right off the bat, I'm trying to figure out from the coverage that we've seen so far. Like, there are people who have over-exceeded. Like, hey, we didn't know this name was going to be on the podium necessarily. We've seen some names that haven't impressed so far. What's been the performance so far of the games for the United States?
It's in the pool. It's swimming for sure. They've really dominated there. And, yeah, Katie Ledecky just got inched out by the Terminator and took silver. But, I mean, the medal count, if you're looking at it, I mean, the United States is approaching over 10 medals in the pool, and that's really impressive. So that's been the story for Team USA here in Tokyo. It's made many forget just how much the basketball team is struggling here, how well they're doing in the pool. And we're minutes away. We could see somebody from Utah actually win a medal here. So we're looking forward to that.
Speaking of the basketball team, of course, it was a shocking defeat to France, and of course, Rudy Gobert. What does it mean for the basketball team? I mean, everyone thinks they're kind of a favorite, or typically they're a favorite. And why the sluggish start? You know, what is causing it? Is it no fans? Is it no interest? Is it the massive time difference? Why is this basketball team struggling?
It's a lack of chemistry, and when we talk about chemistry in basketball, you hear that all the time. Those of us who cover basketball talk about chemistry. It doesn't mean these guys don't get along. It doesn't mean there's issues in the locker.
Uh-oh, looks like we may have lost JJ here. We're going to have Mitchell try to...
When he got to the good part.
I know. It's like right on the tip. Like, all right, we're going to have Mitchell call him back, and he'll tell us when he's back on. Oh, we got him back on there. All right, JJ, you were in the middle of telling us. Go ahead. Or do we? Oh, yeah, he keeps popping off there. See, I knew we were – here's the problem, Scott.
We should have stayed in Salt Lake so we could talk to Jeremiah. You come to California, no. Los Angeles, you can't talk to anybody.
JJ should have stayed in Salt Lake for us to be able to talk to him about the Tokyo Olympics. No, I mean, here's the thing is the thing for me. Like, I get absolutely, like, so excited about these things. We're watching events that we normally never would be that excited about. And that's what we end up doing. But the basketball side of things is one where we just go, that's automatic. I'm moving on. I'm going to watch some swimming. Yeah. And so that's where we're at now. JJ, do we have you now?
I'm back. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what the heck happened there. But here I'm back. I'll continue my point on USA basketball. Like, chemistry is something that has to be developed. It takes time. And this team doesn't have it. They've been thrown together kind of at the last minute. COVID has kind of forced this to happen. It's not because the USA basketball didn't have their ducks in a row. I mean, obviously, we've been dealing with COVID. The NBA season went way long. There's been no chance for these guys to get together and play. Now, if you look at other teams, they've been playing with together for years. I mean, I covered Australia the other night. Joe Ingles and Patty Mills have been playing together for more than a decade. Those guys already have the chemistry. And those guys, I mean, there's something about international basketball. Like these other players that are playing for their country, that really means a lot to them. And they really, really, really want to win this thing. They really, really want to beat the United States. I mean, I'm not going to say that these United States players don't want to win for their country, right, but I don't think that intensity is there, that drive, and that, I mean, that's not what these guys play for. They play to win NBA championships, not gold medals. So
you've got,
that's
yeah, you've
what
got
you're
Greg
seeing
Popov-
right now.
Yeah, you've got Greg Popovich, who kind of subbed for Coach K at Duke, and I think Coach K kind of understood that chemistry. You look at the 92 team, and Michael Jordan said, look, I'm the best player in the world, and there are certain players I want here and I don't want here. And clearly that's about that chemistry issue, because it's a great point. I guess we'll just continue. So what's it like watching it? Is it weird? Is it hard for these athletes because no one's in the stands, and does that kind of taint a little bit the mystique and the feeling of the Olympics?
So yes and no. So I talked to Taylor Sanders, a former BYU volleyball player. Now he's the star outside hitter for the USA men's volleyball team. I spoke to him yesterday about this, and I wanted to know because I went and covered him and talked to him at an empty arena. It was a great volleyball match with Russia. It could have gone either way. There was some great moments there. It was close the whole way, but nobody was there to enjoy it. And it was hard for the players because these are athletes in sports that really require and depend on the energy that a crowd brings. They're performers. They want to do this in front of fans and have a great time. And they can't do that. So they have to generate their own energy, and they have to do it on their own. They have to do it with their team. I mean, I saw guys more demonstrative on the sideline in that volleyball match than I've ever seen. But there are also, you guys got to remember this, these athletes and teams have been doing this for 18 months now. They've been playing in empty arenas. I mean, even a lot of these NBA basketball players that are playing for these different countries, they went through the bubble in the NBA where they were playing in front of nobody. So it's not new to these guys, but it's still difficult, if that answers your question.
JJ, of course, live in Tokyo, talking to you now. It's 7:43 in Salt Lake City. It's 6:43 for us in L.A. What time is it there for you tomorrow?
So it is 10:45 a.m. Tuesday. So I'm calling you from the future.
There you go. So you're calling us from the future. I want to know
what's our future look like. I know. I'm curious.
Well, but what is the next? What are the next few days like? What are the things that are on your radar where you go, these are the ones you don't want to miss if you're looking at Team USA and you're looking forward to watching them on TV?
Yeah. So right now, I mean, swimming is obviously the focus right now. But as I'm looking ahead, so everybody loves gymnastics. So tonight here in Tokyo and tomorrow in Utah, you'll be able to watch the USA gymnasts try to win the team championship. So all eyes are on Simone Biles. She's the rock star of this Olympics. So that's the next big one.
Little bit of a rocky start for Team USA gymnastics too. Like it wasn't as easy going. I mean, qualifying first in that was already a shock for everybody.
Yeah, it really was. I'm not too concerned about that. I think once they get out there, you know, I mean, Simone Biles is the best, and they have a really solid team. They have more depth of talent than the other teams, so I think they'll be fine. But yeah, now there's a little bit of reason for doubt, right? Which should create a little drama because we thought coming in they were overwhelming favorites. Now you don't know, right? So
that's right.
That makes it more fun.
Jeremiah Jessen, KSL5 Television. You can see him tonight, of course, on the 10 o'clock news. But also tomorrow, JJ, you're going to join us, and by then we'll have been through a full day of Pac-12 coverage. At the Pac-12 Football Media Day. And so I'll let you know what teams George Kliavkov is looking to add from the Big 12 when things settle. So we'll let you know.
Guys, this is the first Pac-12 Media Day I'm missing. Last year doesn't count because they didn't have one because of COVID. But I went to every single Pac-12 Media Day since Utah joined the conference. I'm not there with you. Obviously, I'm here doing something big. But I wish I was there as well because I love getting a chance to talk to all those coaches and athletes as we get ready for football. I'm going to miss it.
All right, we'll pour out some ultra-filtered water for you here in California. We'll think
pour
of
one out
we're
for
all,
your homie over here.
Right, and you're wearing a mask full-time. We are, too, now that we're in California. So we're back at it. All right, so Jeremiah Jensen, join him on TV tonight. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our MVPs next right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.